No King's Day and the Illusion of Consensus, Exposing Fake Grassroots Movements. This blog post draws extensively from an eye-opening Crossroads episode with Joshua Philip of the Epoch Times. We encourage all VCA readers to support Crossroads and watch the full episode below. No Kings, No Truth. The slogan, No Kings, is more than a political jab at former President Trump. It is a spiritual declaration of rebellion. While protesters march under the banner of No Kings, Christians must remember we already have a King, the King of Kings, Revelation chapter 19 verse 16. When humans reject God's authority, they do not become free, they become pawns in a much darker agenda. Joshua Philip reports that over 190 organizations are behind the No Kings protests. These groups staged synchronized rallies across the country, busing people from site to site and even coordinating speeches and violence. The illusion of mass support was manufactured. The target is not just Trump, it is law, order, truth, and biblical values. Manufactured outrage, engineered chaos. Philip and guest James Lindsay unpack a tactic called planned spontaneity, a Maoist strategy that fakes organic outrage. Organizers identify real frustrations, immigration, inequality, etc., inject Marxist interpretations, and radicalize crowds through controlled narratives. The goal? Agitation, propaganda, and revolution. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. It's not unlike what Sandy Schwark exposes in her retrospective on Carnegie and Rockefeller, elite-funded social engineering masked as humanitarian progress. From eugenics to climate change to gender ideology, the pattern is the same: manufacture a crisis, exploit it, and demand radical change that centralizes control. When mob psychology replaces godly order. This is not new. As Philip explains, the mass line strategy from communist China used pre-scripted town hall meetings to create the illusion of popular consensus. The crying woman, the angry young man, the weak dissenting voice, all scripted. The result? Fear-driven conformity. Likewise, today's protests manipulate our conscience. Laugh tracks on TV, peer pressure in schools, digital mobs on social media, all used to create the illusion that everyone agrees. If you don't fall in line, you're the extremist. But Romans chapter 12 verse 2 tells us, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. VCA readers must resist the false consensus and return to a biblical compass. The church must discern the times. We are living in a time of great deception and distraction. Grassroots movements that claim to fight for justice are often shells for elite agendas. These forces seek to abolish borders, redefine morality, erase God's design for humanity, and ultimately dismantle any notion of divine authority. But we are not without hope. The same God who rules over kings and nations is still on the throne. We must pray, speak truth, disciple our children, and resist the lies of counterfeit movements. When people no longer fear God, they fear man. But when they fear God, they fear nothing else. Watch full Crossroads episode with Joshua Philip on the No Kings protests.